Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is DT Rector with the Love Unleashed radio show. It is 6 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and I am happy to be before you once again. Just a privilege and an honor to just say that we are well on our way with the show. When we started the show, we definitely had the hiccups and we had all kinds of things that would take place to try to hinder us from coming online and being live with everyone. But, you know, at the end of the day, God is faithful. God is so faithful. And, you know, I live by the statement, even when people are speaking about their troubles, I live by the statement that you have to face it until you make it. You have to face it until you make it. And what do I mean by that? I mean specifically that you have to walk out in faith. You have to walk in places that you may not have ever experienced before, but you have it until you make it. You know, there's a saying that you have to fake it until you make it. But there's nothing fake about us as believers. There's nothing fake about who we are and what we are about. And so because of the fact that we're not fake and that, you know, everything that we do is supposed to be authentic and it's supposed to be real, we're going to face it until we make it. And so that's my encouraging word, opening word for you this afternoon, is that, you know, there may be times that you are in a space that is very unfamiliar. Yes, you. The time that, you know, you look around and there's no one around and your friends are behind you, your friends are turning their backs on you, but yet and still you know that there is a call, there is a sounding call for you to keep going. Well, that's my call to you, is that you face it until you make it. You may not have all the answers, but you face it until you make it. You may not have all the words that you need to write and finish your book, but you go out on faith, opening and starting to put pen to a paper or getting your fingers to a keyboard and starting to get those words on paper. You got to face it until you make it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is by faith that we are to receive the things of God, not by sight. It is by faith that we receive even the love that God has given us, because we have not seen this God, but we know that he exists because of all the things that are surrounding us. We may not have come face to face with him, but we know that in faith and belief that the Bible tells us that he's here. And the signs and wonders that are around us, they themselves reveal that there is a higher presence in our lives. So face it until you make it. You know, for me, I was on my way home in a car ride today, and I was, you know, I get into this place where I talk to the Lord and I try to, you know, truly just tune in. And for some, you know, their space may just be in the shower. Some may be just being in a different location. But for me, I'm always in my car, and I have those aha moments. I don't know what it is about riding in the car, you know, but riding in my car, and I'm just thankful after worship services, and I'm praising God, and I'm just, you know, in awe of him. And, you know, what I said to him was, Lord, I just want to serve you in the box that you placed me in. Not the box, per se, being in a physical constraint, but in the space, in that tight space that you have placed me in, I want to be able to serve you there. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you cannot serve God in the place and the position that God has already given you, how in the world do you think that you can go out and serve him in the in the magnitude, in the larger places, the larger spaces that he has created. You know, this is always a testing time for us, testing to see if our faith is truly strong, testing to see if we say if we believe who we say we are. You know, we always say to the Lord, hey, you know, I believe and I trust you, God. But there comes a time that you have to show God your faith. There comes a time that you have to prove your faith. And it's not that, you know, God is standing before you and he's saying, you know, you can't enter into heaven if you don't show me your faith. But your faith is shown by the way that you've lived your life. That's right. It's the way that you live your life that determines how the rest of your life will transpire. Faith in it until you make it. Now, before we even bring on our guest speaker, and I'm hoping our guest on the show, I'm hoping that she's able to join us. But, you know, if she's not, you know, we always stand ready, and God has already given me a word on my heart and my spirit. And in the meantime, while we're waiting, and that's always my prayer too, Lord, while I'm waiting, Lord, help me to just be able to move in your glory, move in your purpose, move in your rightful position. Move, Lord, help me to move. Well, I just want to share with you something that just happened to me today. Well, I received a strange text message, and this text message, it wasn't a very familiar number. The number was a local number, I knew that. But, you know, it was a number that it wasn't saved in my phone. So that meant that I did not know this person. And last week, the person on the other line had messaged me and said, who is this? Who are you? And I did not respond because I didn't know who that person was. And frankly, I get so many emails and I get so many text messages that if I don't know who it is a great chance that I might miss it. It's not on purpose. However, it, you know, it does happen. And so in this particular instance, I ignored it and I forgot about it. And then this morning, I was sitting in my car and I was eating my breakfast, getting ready to go into our second service for church. And then I get another message. And that message was from this individual. And the individual says, who are you? Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting here trying to figure out who this person is. What in the world is going on here? Like, I am just, like, baffled. Like, why is this person texting me? Like, who is this person? And so this is the crazy part. You know, it's not too crazy because this is how God works, and I know this was nothing but God. And so I'm going to read you the text message, and I'm not going to read you all of it, but I'm going to tell you how the conversation went. And I didn't respond, so she said, who is this? Do you know a Corey? This is a guy that obviously she's in a relationship with, and then she responded, it's simple, yes or no. If so, I'm his wife. Oh, see, you know, whew, I was sweating bullets, and I was just like, hold on, Lord, what's going on here? Like, who? I don't know this person. This person is upset, but I've been where she is. I've been there, and I know that there are plenty of women that are listening that have been exactly where she is or was right there in that space. And, of course, me being who I am, I responded and I said, you know, is this a group chat? You know, are you responding to a group of people? Because I didn't want to make assumptions of, you know, what the intent was of this person. And so she responded and she said, no, I'm texting you myself. Do you know a Corey? And needless to say, this woman basically mistakenly, she said that this number, my number, appeared on her phone a couple of weeks ago. Now, I don't know why it appeared on her phone. It could have been that I missed out, and, you know, it happens. We all miss out at times. But my number appeared on her phone, and so she was calling because she was experiencing some issues within her marriage. And I won't go into detail because I really want to protect this young woman. I won't even say what her name was. But God called me into ministry right in that moment. He called me into getting to the root, you know, extending the hand of fellowship to her. And so basically I explained to her, I'm sorry, ma'am. You have the wrong number. You have the wrong person. But woman to woman, is there anything I can do for you? You see, ladies, we have to be our sister's keeper. Our sisters are out here hurting and struggling. They're going through things at home, and there are no outlets. And the mere fact that she reached me meant that she had said a prayer, and God knew exactly who he wanted to assign her to, and it just so happened to be me. So for me, I'm like, Lord, what do I do now? And he just said, give her a word. And so I delivered a word to her via text message. I prayed for this woman. She explained to me what was going on in her life. And I basically told her that all is well. You see, you have to believe that all is well even before the well even comes. I'm going to repeat that. You have to believe all is well before the well even comes. It goes back to what I was saying. You got to face it until you make it. This isn't the first time that I've had people out of the blue contact me and say, the Lord said that I'm supposed to contact you, not anybody else, but I'm supposed to speak directly to you because you have a word for me. And so I knew in that moment that this was not by chance. And I said to the young woman, I said, look, God does not make mistakes, that there's a reason why you were supposed to call me on this day, at this time, at this moment, and at this season of your life. And she said that she was at the end of the road. She was at the end of the road of all the things that she was going through. And so we're going to minister offline, but I wanted to just share with you that if you are listening to this service, this radio show, I want you to understand that God is always present. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's all over. He is the beginning and the end. So that means that he was already there before you even existed, and he's already there before you even come to not be in existence any longer. That means that he's already been in the places that you have to go to. That means that all is well before it is well. So well is already going to be in place. So that's my I just want to encourage somebody today. That's it. I know it's for somebody. I just want to encourage you. All is well before it's well. So you face it until you make it. All right, so we're in for a good treat. And I want to transition because we have a beautiful woman of God that's holding to come on for us to get into a great discussion. And I don't want to limit the time any longer. I'm believing that God is going to bless every person that hears this. And that's not just even right now in this moment, but even after we finish this, the show, that as this is replayed, that this is going to be a life-changing conversation. So the title of this show for today is Matters of the Spiritual Mind. It's not by chance that I started off by talking about faith in it until you make it, and all is well before the well. Matters of the Spiritual Mind. And this all plays in the arena of love, because love covers a multitude of sin. Love covers everything. Love is everything. And so if we don't have our minds in check, you know, the enemy will come and destroy everything that God has already put in place for our lives. Or at least, I won't say that the enemy can destroy it, because the enemy does not have that much power. I will say that he will appear to have destroyed everything that God has in place for our lives. And if we are not in tune, and if we are not in check with our minds, then we will stay stuck in the prison that the enemy creates for us. And so with that being said, I want to introduce Dr. Marjorie Brown. Praise the Lord. She is a wonderful, beautiful woman of God. And as I get her bio together, there's so much that I can tell you about this woman. I can tell you that she is definitely my spiritual sister. The Lord literally assigned us to one another, and I am so forever grateful that he has done that. And she's a prayer warrior. She is a phenomenal woman. But Dr. Marjorie J. Brown is an international speaker. She's a pastor, a trainer, an educator, an author, consultant, a gifted and dynamic leader and visionary, a teacher at heart, and excellent trainer who is able to create synergy among diverse stakeholders. Dr. Brown is an invaluable, invincible trailblazer and a kingdompreneur, game changer in the marketplace. She cultivates challenges as well as motivates leaders to excel in their gifts, dreams, visions, aspirations, talents, and treasures, from small beginnings to magnanimous, girl, that is a tongue twister, achievements to monumental opportunities. It is her heart's desire to infuse her gems, quote unquote, and she'll talk about them, to become influential game changers in ministry and the marketplace. So, Dr. Marjorie is actually on the call. She's on the radio show, but I wanted to also say that she is a trailblazer and she's an advocate for HIV/AIDS. Now, you know, you don't hear a lot about that, but she's an HIV/AIDS educator, counselor. And so this in itself says a lot before you even hear her, but this says a lot about the type of woman that God formed her to be, that she has the compassion to be able to help and educate those about areas that people don't want to step in, areas that people tend to ignore. But she's on the battlefield. And so I don't want to hold her up any longer. Dr. Marjorie, are you there?
I'm here, grace and peace. How are you, my dear sister? God bless you.
I am well. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to come on and, you know, just be a part of this wonderful conversation that we're going to have and share some things about yourself. So I'm really grateful.
I am thankful. Thank you so much for inviting me. I have a little cold, but it just seems like the Lord is so good. He opened my passageway long enough to get through the program. Amen.
Amen. Well, before we even go further, I'm praying for healing over your body and that, you
Thank
know,
you.
Anything that the enemy has designed to hold you back, that it cannot even stay. So, you know,
Thank
even
you.
After this
Thank
show,
you.
it's done. Yeah.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Today I just want to be able to talk a little bit about yourself. I know you're a servant of God, and and I know as servants of God, it's hard to talk about ourselves, but I really want you to share some things about who you are, what you do, and, you know, anything that the Lord has placed on your heart, you know, within the next 2 to 3 minutes, I'll give you opportunity to do that.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Margie is a real cool person with a magnanimous amount of gifts that the Lord has placed within me. And I actually am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been saved and Holy Ghost filled for a very long time, over some 40 years now. And I love ministry. I love following the Word of God. I love teaching and preaching the Word of God. I love being a game changer in the marketplace. And I do this through two avenues of ministry. One is Apple of His Eye, Kingdom Ambassadors Institute, which is my virtual distance learning school. And we have students online every Thursday from September through April. And I teach them to break down the scriptures, learn who God really is in your life first, and how you can transform the lives of others. And then Impact 21 is my personal business. And in that business, I'm able to provide cutting-edge strategic consultation, professional development, and outreach support to individuals, ministries, and business, particularly leaders, church leaders. This is an area that I love to tap into and help them where they fall short of expanding their vision in the marketplace. And God has blessed me to work with several pastors throughout the DMV area and abroad to bring this to pass. So that's just a little bit of what I do. You did share that I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a teacher at heart, and my compassion, you are so right about being HIV AIDS educator, counselor.
Well, I when you told me about Apple of His Eye, the virtual program, that in itself is definitely needed. And I'm sure that that's tapping into an area that is undeveloped. Not even saying undeveloped, because it's not the people that are inside the church that we are called to. We're called to those who are outside of the church, the multitude that's outside of the doors of the church. And we're missing them if we don't create other avenues for them to be able to learn about who this God is that we serve. So,
Amen.
Yes, definitely. Kudos to you. Well,
thank you.
I titled this segment Matters of the Spiritual Mind, and I knew that you was the right person that I could have this conversation with.
Really? What made you think that?
First of all, I know that you are a professional demon slayer. You can get out there and slay some demons in a heartbeat, you know. And so, and it's about, you know, spirit recognizes spirit, and that's how we've been able to connect. And, you know, that saying that a mind is a terrible thing to waste, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to really talk about that scripture where an idle mind is the devil's playground.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh boy.
Now, when I opened the show, I talked about my experience with a young woman, and it was amazing how God really brought us together. And I'm grateful that He did that. But I just want us to have a very candid conversation about, for especially geared towards women, about getting the spiritual mind in check and how important it is that our minds are fixed and regulated. Because if it's not, that the enemy has great opportunity to run amok in our lives.
Absolutely.
So just give us some thoughts about that. And then I'll pull off of what you say so that we can have a great, rich conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. One of the scriptures that I love that's dear to my heart, it's several that deal with the mind. It tells us to be renewed in our mind. It tells us and that's in Ephesians chapter 5, and it tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And when you actually go into deep discussion of that, the renewing of our mind, you have to literally break down the old mindsets, the traditional mindsets, the mindsets that don't think like God, and renovate. That word there, anakinosis in the Greek, actually is a literal rebuilding of the mind. So every day a person should get up in the mornings praying, Lord, renew my mind today, because the thoughts of yesterday cannot necessarily transition into today's thoughts. How do we do that, Domalee? We do that by setting our affection on things above and not on things below. We have to think God's thoughts. I must download God's thoughts, his concepts, his ideologies, his insight, his precepts, his philosophy, his strategies, and his principles. I must think like God and bring my thoughts, my mindset under the subjection of how God thinks. And Isaiah 55 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. So I must come into divine alignment, and anything that's outside of the realm of that divine alignment is not in order of how God thinks. So that's where you start. Man is tripartite, spirit, soul, and body, and in that soul area is the mind, the intellect, the will. And that's where our decision-making, that's where we decide if I'm going to do it God's way or if I'm going to do it Margie's way. And ask me how I know, girlfriend, I have been a rebel. I confess in that area of not doing it God's way, going my own way. And my Jesus, I have bumped into so many walls. But praise God, we got a loving God that helps get us back in order. I have many stories to tell you that have literally gone off track of not thinking the way God thinks. And also with regard to individuals that do have a problem with submitting to God, doing the things God wants to do, God loves us so much that he'll bring people into our trajectory. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he will. He'll bring people into our trajectory to help us get back on track. I am a living witness of that. So it's important that we line ourselves up with him first, and then we submit our will and our way to his will, his way, and his word. You can't miss a beat with the word. You can't miss a beat with his way. You can't miss a beat with his will.
Amen. Ooh, you burned up some stuff. Okay, now, you know, as you were talking, what came into my mind was we have to arrest our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have to arrest them, meaning we have to get them under control, and we have to be able to turn them over and freely turn them over. And that is the place where so many people struggle with turning over our mind. It's such a hard thing to do. but it is a necessary thing for us to do in order for us to get exactly where God is calling us to be. So
mm-hmm.
now you've given some great information, and love the fact that you provided the scripture. So for those who are listening, I want you to make sure you take those scriptures and you write them down and you hold them close to your heart, but don't just write them down. I need for you to read them. I need you to study them. I need you to feast off of this word, because, you know, God does not bring conversations together for a reason. You know, there's a reason why, I mean, for no reason. There's a reason why we're talking about this today. There are issues mm-hmm. that God is trying to release us from. And so the only mm-hmm. way that we as women, we as men can be released from these things is if we become educated. We have to know
mm-hmm.
more than what the enemy thinks that he knows. And so
mm-hmm.
and so I just want to, I want us to go, you know, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind."
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think a sound mind is. What does that mean for those who are listening?
Well,
what is a sound mind?
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. A sound mind is to literally be in subjection to His word and His will. And it's important for us to align ourselves with His will and His way, and that we can't go wrong at all. We can't go wrong at all. I think
mm-hmm.
of that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which lines up with what the scripture that you just read in 2 Timothy, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." W-H-O-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Holy, absolute, uh-huh. complete. That sound mind means that I'm absolute, complete in God. I'm disciplined. My mind is in self-control. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do that by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. Because if we don't align ourselves with His will, His way, and His word, you will find out that you're going astray. You allow many distractions to come into your pathway, and then that's how we get off track. It don't take the enemy much, because he does know how we operate, and he pays attention to us. And where is he going to hit us first? In our mind. He's going to let us see through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life come into play. And we're going to be tempted, but it's up to us if we have a stability in God and in His word. Just because I've been saved for over 40 years, Domily, that doesn't mean I got it all together, that all my stuff is in one bag and I'm doing well. No, I can't go 40-something years and not be in the Word of God. I cannot depend on someone else to pour God's Word into me and apply it to my life, spirit, soul, and body. And that scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." Spirit first. That has to be in alignment
mm-hmm.
first. His soul, sanctify my spirit, sanctify my soul, and then all of that comes into alignment with how I'm supposed to operate in God's will, God's way, and God's word. And the word is so simplistic. We have no excuse to not be in alignment with God's way, not be in alignment with thinking like He thinks, not being in alignment with that oil coming into us and us operating by the way the Holy Spirit directs us. We can be in self-control. We can be disciplined. Because why? Being filled with the Holy Spirit is part of the character of God that builds and develops in us. And what is one of those fruit of the Spirit? Self-control. That's what comes
mm-hmm.
about with a sound mind. We must allow the Holy Spirit to do that work in us so that we will have that sound mind. Now, if we're off watching TV and not reading the word, if we're off not being under the word that speaks to us, because the Bible says in Romans, now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we have to literally
mm-hmm.
make this a part of our lifestyle, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a woman that not needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing that word so that we can understand and know the will of God. You want to know the will of God? You want to know his way? We got to read his word, and we got to make that life application and not let it go out of us. It's got to become a part of us. This word has got to become a part of us. Yes, there are many times I've fallen astray, Domily. Let me, can I be transparent with you for a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
All this word I had, all this sanctification that I thought I had, the enemy did not stop picking at me until he got me some 30, over 30. And I told you I've been saved over 40-something years, but for 30 years, girlfriend, I rebelled against God.
Mm.
And even though I rebelled, God still loved me. This word was still in me to jerk me and yank me and put me in shape. But things, works, seem to be more important than me aligning myself with the word. God, what do I mean by work? Being on all these auxiliaries, committees, and doing things that appease our flesh, but we will not bring ourselves in alignment to the word of God. You still got to study the word. You still got to have a prayer life. You still got to bring all of this into subjection and life application to who you are to him, and you've got to seek him for direction of the way that he wants you to go, and then you can have a sound mind. And before that scripture, it says for us to be in harmony with love. Doesn't it say that?
Mm-hmm.
That scripture you just
mm-hmm.
read, it tells us that he hasn't mm-hmm. given us the spirit of fear, and fear is going to come if we don't operate in power, love, and a sound mind. Those three babies, they go together, power, love, and a
yeah.
sound mind. They go together. You can't separate them. They like triplets. It works against fear. And what is it going to do? What's the opposite of fear? Faith is going to increase our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And my acronym for faith is forcing action in the heavenly. That's my acronym for
all
faith.
Right.
And we have to stand on the word of God's hand. Because guess what? And I'm not trying to go ahead, but it just dropped in my spirit. There are so many people that are mentally deranged. There's so many people that are having breakdowns. They're in the psych ward. They're going to see not the therapist so much, but the psychiatrist. They're on pills. They're manic depressant, bipolar, the whole nine yards. Why? Because they don't have power, love, and a sound mind working together.
Mm. That's good stuff. That is so good.
I said
good
a
stuff.
Whole lot. I'm sorry.
No.
Thank
don't
you,
apologize.
Jesus.
We allow God.
Mm-hmm.
This is one show that we allow God to take control. This is his show. It's not mine. So
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Just so
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
But if he says we're
Amen.
Going in this direction, who am I to say no? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Amen. Amen.
You know what? When you gave that last piece. Right before you gave that, I had wrote down, let's talk about why do you think that is the case? And bam, you said it already dropped in your spirit. And so I just thank God that, you know, he's the one that's orchestrating this. But
Amen.
There's something else you mentioned. You mentioned, and so I really want to go there. you mentioned
go there.
About auxiliary board. You know, how we as church people, quote unquote, and believers, we get so wrapped up in all things carnal. And we don't realize
mm-hmm.
that we are carnal-minded in the house of God.
Yeah.
Carnal-minded in the house of God. Literally, you know, if Jesus was to return today and he walked up inside our churches, what state would he find our churches in? You know, this carnal-mindedness, like, you know, just for the person who I believe is going to be listening or is already listening, that gets wrapped up in meeting more with your church members than preaching the gospel or delivering the message or studying the word. Let's talk about that. Because that's carnal-mindedness. So we're just still living worldly. You know, we just moved the world into the church. So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Well, how shall I say this, because operated, and I said that so well because I understand it. But the scripture mm-hmm. tells us that if we operate in a carnal mindset, it's enmity against God. Mm-hmm. And it does not subject to the law of God. And to be carnal-minded really makes us weak. But to be spiritually-minded will raise us up toward eternal life. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 10:4, and we used to say this in, with our decree in church when we were meeting over in Northeast, and it says like this: for though we walk in flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down those arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought. We got to bring every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ, and ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Can I tell you my personal testimony? What I learned about bringing this carnal mind under subjection, first of all, strongholds. My definition for strongholds: a poverty-stricken thought pattern that holds one hostage. Mm-hmm. Stronghold. So what I learned in my movement over these past 40 years plus is that to obey God is to love God. To obey God is to line up with His will, His way, and His word. Once I learned obedience opposing disobedience, that's when I understood that everything in Margie's life will be fulfilled, because God loves obedience. He operates through obedience. And once we get that in alignment, we kill out the carnal mindset. We kill out those distractions mm-hmm. and those things that come against us. We kill out the negative strongholds, because there are some positive strongholds as well. But we kill out all of the negative strongholds that go against the knowledge of God. And I learned this. See, one of the things is the last 13 years, I really have fallen in love with the Lord. I really know Him, if you will, hallelujah, in the pardon of my sin. I understand what that means now. I understand what it means to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I understand it from the perspective that God loves us with an undying, unrequited love. And once I became intimate with Him, to know means to become intimate with the Father. And once I learned that and was able to align my disobedience into obedience, everything else meant nothing. The only thing I wanted to do was please God. And this is what I try to share with others, because I get calls from women in particular that are fighting, that are struggling with relationships, with whether I should be in a relationship or not. This man doesn't mean any good. It's just a sexual relationship, if I can go there. But first of all, are you really for real supposed to be with him? Did God say it was okay for you to release yourself to him? We got to learn to love him first. We got to learn to come under subjection to him. We got to learn to bring order to our mindset so that we can bring harmony and order to what Christ is pleased with. And that's what matters to me now. And I get emotional with it because I know how long I rebelled, Domily. I know how long I was disobedient to the Father and how much it displeased him. Can you imagine how he felt when Adam went against his will and there was no longer a connection in that Garden of Eden, and how God felt that there was this detachment, there was this gap, and I had to get to a place where I no longer wanted to be stuck in this fog, if you will. I wanted to please the Father more than anything. Everything else I will bulldoze you over, because as long as God is pleased with me, I am okay. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And I want men as well as women to be free. I want men and women to be free from drugs that really taint our minds, that contaminate our thought patterns, and really take us out into a world consciousness, a self-consciousness, instead of coming under the tutelage of God consciousness. And that's what will make us whole. That's what will make us complete and absolute. That's what will bring us into full blast and commitment and dedication to serving the Lord. It won't be a problem, not to say that the enemy won't distract you, like that we're perfected and we fall, but what does Psalms 138 say? 8, he says, I will perfect that which concerns me. And being out of alignment concerns God. I am on his mind, I'm on his heart, because he loves us. And when we fall off track, he is so faithful and just to forgive us and bring us back into alignment and know how much we miss. You know how much I miss God, how much I yearn for God, even in my mass family. Hallelujah. Even in my mess, God still loves me. He just did not leave me. He would, and even if he wasn't speaking to me with an audible voice, why would he bring somebody into my pathway to just let me know, to remind me that God loves me more than ever before? And you need to come back. When I got in my mess, and a pastor friend of mine who's gone home to be with the Lord now, I traded in spiritual lifestyle for love, what I thought love is a many splendid thing. And I say this because someone out there needs to hear this, that you can get it back on track. You can really bring yourself into alignment. Don't make the what you think is love of a man a priority in your life. Make God the priority, and you can kick that situation out of your lifestyle. And this is what happened to me. I got tempted. I moved into that. I decided I didn't want ministry no more. I wanted a man, okay? And I went that way, but I was not settled. God called me to ministry. I couldn't sin right. I couldn't sin wrong. I'm just one of them people that God has his hand on. He got me hooked, girl. He got me hooked, and I can't do it any way but God's way. But he loved me so much that he would bring different ones into my trajectory and tell me, you need to get back on track. You need to let them things go. Every time I flipped the channel on, it was something telling me I need to line up with God. Every time I walked to the right, the left, the front, or back, there was something as a reminder of God's love for me. So I just had to change my mindset, change what I was going through, change that I was unhappy not being in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is how that thing, believe it or not, that time in my life literally is the change in my life, the transformation that helped me to understand who God was. And it reignited, if you will, it reignited a greater fire. That greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and how it's important for me to align myself, my mind, up with what God thinks, how he thinks, his thoughts, his precepts, his will, what the word says about me. And other things didn't matter, Donnelly. It didn't matter because I was in alignment. I let that thing go, kicked it out, booted it out of my life, and I became 100. As Willie Moe Jr. Show says, keep it 100. I was 100 with the Lord Jesus Christ, okay?
Yes, yes.
Woo!
So, Dr. Margie, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, God is so good, and he does not make mistakes. And this segment that we have just gone through, this is going to release a lot of folks. I mean, it really is. And the fact that they are able to play this back at any time, to be able to get those nuggets, those key points that you have made, that God has implanted in you, for you to speak a word on this day, in spite of the fact that you were not feeling well, that you were able to deliver in such a fashion, is nothing but God. It's all God. And so, we are
down to our last few minutes of the show, but I wanted to give you an opportunity. Before you do that, I want to thank you for just being present and being ready and being able to just answer a few questions, talking this thing out about the matters of the spiritual mind, and and just truly being being ready and always saying yes when God calls. So thank you very much. I love you so dearly. I love you with the Holy Ghost love, the love that Jesus has bestowed upon me and instilled in me, and that's the reason why the show was created, so that we can unleash this love into the world, so that the world will not conform to the world, but will get into alignment with our God and His way.
So
I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. You can share, you know, how people can reach you, and also, if you have any upcoming events that you would like to share, this is the time that you can do that.
Okay. Thank you again for having me on the program. That time really went swiftly. I can't believe how fast it went. I can be reached at or on Facebook, Dr. Marjorie JSD, on Facebook. Twitter is at Dr. Margie Speaks. And working on my website, it will soon be up. I can be reached at 301-741-7248. And I gave my number out because there's someone out there that needed this today. And if I can be a servant of help to transition them through, I make myself available, Sister Domery, I do. And that's how you can reach me that way. My email is Dr. Margie. Marjorie, excuse me, Dr. Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I, J, Janice, S, Sam, B, Boy, Dr. Marjorie, J-S-B, at AOL.com. So those are the three avenues, as well as my phone number, of how you can reach me and get in touch with me.
And your upcoming projects?
Upcoming projects are not any of my own, but the next engagement that I will be speaking at is in October at the I Emancipate Me conference with Pastor Belinda Enomi, and she's on Facebook. You can also go to the IEmancipateMe.com website. School for Apple of His Eye, which is very dear to my heart, will be beginning in September, and it's open. We have a boot camp that's open. I have 3 levels: boot camp, the Mishoret service, and also Kingdom Ambassadors. And you're certainly welcome to call about it, Apple of His Eye, and I will share more about that with you offline. And we have a great time. We have a great time in that class.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we are down to, like I said, our last minute, but I am just so in awe of God. And so as you move on with any and everything that you're doing, please don't hesitate to forward us the information, because we want to be able to promote that on our webpage, as well as promote it by way of our social media pages, just to help support the building of God's kingdom. And you have a word. You have a word that is going forth in this land, in this season. And so I look forward to what God has already assigned you to, but I look forward and watching you walk in the assignment. So it is my prayer that that assignment will become more, even more clear, even after we wrap up today.
So, amen. Thank you so much.
You.
I receive that. Amen.
We will talk again very soon, and I will reach out to you offline, and we can talk further about the your other endeavors. So God bless you. I love you, and thank you.
I love you, too. Thank you, babe. Yeah.
Feel better.
Thank you. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have just really been a witness to just how God moves. And, you know, God has truly allowed us to be educated this afternoon. And so I just want to wrap things up by just really speaking about the fact that none of us are exactly where we need to be. And the beauty in all of this is that God is so readily available to take us back into the fold, but we truly have to be obedient, as Dr. Madri has stated, that we have to have a level and a spirit of obedience. You know, the scripture says that obedience is greater than sacrifice. You know, we do a lot of things. We do a lot of sacrificial things, but God looks at those things and sees nothing if we are not obedient to his word and his will and his ways. So what I want to leave with you today is that it is time for us as people, not just believers, we as people need to get our minds together. And as you look around the world and you see people shooting for no reason and, you know, not having a care in the world about someone else's child, if they've taken that life, not caring if you put your hands on someone else's daughter or someone else's son in a way that is considered hurtful or unloving. You know, this is where you get into the matters of the mind and matters of the heart. We need to get our spiritual man in check and allow our spiritual man to be able to minister to our natural man, this earthly man, this soulful body, this soulful mind. And so I would encourage you, if you're listening tonight, that, you know, you join me in prayer. You join me in prayer as we continue to become closer to who God has formed us to be. As of tomorrow, I will be going into a 40-day sacrifice, but it's not a sacrifice. It's more so a 40-day exercise. And the exercise is focusing specifically on things that can heal my mind. If you heal your mind, everything else will follow. Your spirit is already there within you. The Spirit of God already lives within you. But if you turn your mind over to God and allow him to have control, that means that he has complete control over all things having to do with you. So if you join me, I would appreciate it. You want to reach out to me at info@dtrector.com. I will give you more information. But I want to close, as I always do, I'm closing off with 1 Corinthians 13. Our mind is, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But our hearts, if we don't love the way God has called us to love, everything that we do has been done in vain. So I always leave us with the 1 Corinthians 13. And it reads, "If I speak in tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and I surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." Love never fails, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Love Unleashed radio show, Sundays at 6 o'clock. You can reach us at info@iamloveunleashed.com. You can go to Facebook and go to Love Unleashed and just tag us, like us. But we thank you very much for joining us. Have a great evening.